We are here following the Bruce Lehane Scarlet and White Invitational with distance runner Ola Schulzka and sprinter Michael Onolugbo. I'm going to start off with you, Ola. You know, 5K today, bright and early. You ran a pretty good race. That's the seventh best time in school history. What does that feel like for you?
I'm pretty excited to be running fast, especially it's our home track, so like having just people here cheer for me, running that fast, running my outdoor PR, and knowing I'm gonna be probably top in the conference, it's just really exciting, and I'm just happy to have everyone on the team cheer for me.
Yeah, and you talk about having this team. You've been here. You did really well at the cross country meet in Patriot Leagues. You know, how excited are you to compete again in the Patriot Leagues coming up in a couple weeks here at our conference meet?
I'm really excited to race again, especially that I think we have pretty big chances to win the Patriot Leagues, indoor Patriot Leagues this year. We missed winning the cross-country Patriot Leagues by like 2 points. So I feel like this indoor season, we're definitely going to be up there fighting for the first place.
Great. Michael, last night you run a great 60 over at Harvard, and then tonight you come out and put up a great 200, 21 seconds, 21.10 seconds, I should say. You know, how have you been feeling this weekend, and, you know, what's kind of motivating you right now?
Mentally, I've been feeling great, and what's kind of motivating me is the last season I had didn't go too well, and I really just put all that pain that I felt and all the mishaps that I went through and just been into the season. Like, I've got goals in my mind or at the start of the season, and I told my coach my goals, and ever since then I've just been getting at it every single other week and just not giving up during practice, and yeah.
Great. Yeah. You know, that's the second best time in school history. You know, you really looked like you shot out of a cannon there. And you got a good team around you as well. A couple, yeah. You know, sprinters that you run with. It's good to get Leon back this week. How does it feel like to run with him again?
It feels great to run with him. It feels like I'm at practice again, and which really helps me just with my nerves and whatnot. Like having someone on the track to cheer my name and whatever.
Yeah. Sure. And both of you are working with new coaches this year. Ola, you're a transfer working with Coach Moles. And Michael, you know, Coach K coming in here. How has the coaching staff as a whole, including Coach Cartwright, the director of track and field here, impacted you? I'll start with you, Ola. How has the coaching here impacted you?
Yeah, the coaching transition was hard, and I'm not going to lie. Coming here, I thought someone else was going to be my coach, but so far it's been really good. I trust Coach Moles. I know he has huge experience, and after today's race, I know we're going to go out there and run some fast times. So I'm like definitely confident that I can run fast with him.
And Michael, Coach K coming in here, you know, how's training been with him, and how's his experience, you know, impacted you?
It's been great getting out there with Coach K, especially at the start of the season. Like, we touched base and I told him like what I want, and I feel like it really gave him insight of what I want to achieve. So he's been pushing me a lot in practice, especially just working on my weaknesses. Like, for example, Matt, he's a 400 guy. He's way stronger than me in practice. So every practice I'm on the floor, at least. So it's been helpful. Coach has been pushing me a lot. And he's an Olympian, so he knows what it takes to get there. So he lets me know every single time. And keep going.
Awesome. Well, thank you both.